coverage with Laura Lee and Manny MUA.
What is up, you guys? This is the show where two fools cover things
that don't necessarily need to be covered.
Baby, they don't need to be covered, but we're going to cover them anyway and because it's our show.
Yes, and today's episode.
I'm so excited.
Dude, I'm so excited.
Laura, I'm so excited. You guys, today's episode, we're going to be covering the main topic. As you guys know, from episode one, we like to do a little bit of some segments. Our main segment is going to be about brand trips.
Oh,
I want the real tea.
Has anyone ever just sat down and talked about brand trips?
I honestly, I'm sure they have, but I just haven't
probably.
Seen.
Probably.
All the beauty gurus watching, they're like, you fucking bitch.
I know, I was trying to make it so iconic, like no one's ever done it before, and there's probably like 80 million videos.
Maybe they've done it.
But from the people who have gone on the trips and the influencer side of it, we want to spill some tea. We want to talk about it, give our thoughts on them.
Baby,
now.
We have to talk about some of the experiences we've had. Some of the ugly experiences
we've had.
We have a list that we've screenshotted of things that have happened on brand trips that have just been like, what the actual, how did that even happen?
Right.
And how did it not get out to the public?
I know, right?
I mean, some have, but you know, we're just going to give our little two cents about what brand trips even are.
And today's episode, we're going to start with our first segment.
Of course.
And this time, we're going to be reading secrets.
Secrets first. We're going to do secrets first this time. And I'm going to pull up some secrets you guys have sent in.
You guys, I don't know the secrets, so I'm
going
to be...
Yeah, she's going in blind, guys. She's literally going in blind.
Blind.
Blind as a bat. So our first secret,
all right,
from obviously anonymous, because you guys, when you submit secrets to me, it's anonymous, is going to be, I let my professor fill me up so I wouldn't have to present my project. A plus for me. Okay.
Prison.
No, okay, so it's a professor, so she's in college.
Yeah, she's old enough.
This is not like a high school student.
She does seem happy about it at the end.
She literally put a happy face, a winky happy face, like A plus for me. So she was excited the fact that she got A plus for a feel up.
Again, this is a interesting thing to discuss because if like you're happy about it, and he's not married. He's just like chilling a professor. But it's like, dude, you're a professor. What are you doing? Like, why are you? Wait, that's terrible. No, wait. This is terrible.
Okay, so listen. For me.
Sorry, I had to process it all.
You're like, wait. For me, I think like one of my fantasies was was very much the like, you have to stay late for detention. That was such my fantasy when I was growing up. But like. You know, I think so. Like, think for me. So, like, hearing this, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's lived my fantasy. Because, like, it's like,
it sounds like she may have lived her fantasy.
She might have lived her own fantasy. And I've also, like, that's living my fantasy. Because I always wanted to be that person that was like, at a professor. I was like, hey, professor, can you help me after class? And I help you. Like, that's always been, like, a fantasy of mine. I mean, obviously, there's, like, literally porns about it. Like, that's totally a fantasy for people.
Right. I agree. It's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy.
You know, if she was, I just think I'm like judging the professor a little bit.
Totally.
Come on. If I studied and knew
if he's married, fuck off.
And not only like, that, like, what about the people who study? They'd be like, hello, I would have taken being felt up.
What would you like to feel up for an A+? Would you feel someone up? I mean, no. Would you get felt up for an A+? Would you get felt up for an A+, honestly?
Absolutely not. I would literally never, ever, 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 ever.
I have to say,
I'm not trying to judge though. I'm not trying to be like, oh, you're so disgusting. You know what
totally,
I mean?
Totally. I think for me, I probably would.
Wait, were we questioning?
But I'm also like single.
Yeah.
And like I'm a gay man who's like thought about that fantasy where it's like a male teacher and me being like so shy and humble.
So you're like waiting on this moment to happen, even though you've already graduated.
I'm 30 years old.
You sound kind of jealous.
I'm a little jealous, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little jealous of her secret that she sent over. Because I would like to have.
You know, this
secret.
Girl's done told her everybody, her best friend, everybody.
Oh, for sure. Girl. Dude, if I can get felt up like on my ass and not have to study, I would do it.
Oh yeah.
Like I would.
Maybe I need to rethink this through.
That was secret number one.
My thing is, I would just not study and fail. I'd be fine.
Of course
with that.
You would. That's literally what you would do.
I'm still not gonna study.
And what you did.
Yeah, and what
that's
I did.
That's literally what you did.
And what I did. So, okay. So now I just want to jump into Manny, and I'm happy you're here today because you guys, yesterday we had a Tahoe fiasco. A Tahoe.
You guys. Okay, listen.
Let's hear it.
I was in Tahoe from Friday to Monday. That was like, it's like a quick little trip to Tahoe with my family.
Which you were hesitant on going.
Because I was hesitant because I was like, okay, well, I have to like work, I have to get things done. But I was like, you know what? It's a trip with my family. And like, not you never know how many you're going to have of those in your lifetime. So it's like, you know what? Right. I'm just going to go. So I went and I'm like, okay, my flight was set at 1 o'clock for JSX.
Right.
And JSX is like that, like jet. It's like not, it's like $300. It's like an easy flight, yeah. An hour, super quick. You don't have to get TSA check or anything like that.
Right.
My flight home is at 1 o'clock. I'm driving there. It's 11:30. And they text my number and like, oh, your flight got postponed to 3.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
this is where I have issues because okay. I didn't know I had control issues until I started traveling a lot. Because then mm-hmm. whenever mm-hmm. you are flying, an airline has complete control of your all entire of existence uh-huh. on this earth.
Uh-huh.
Where literally. They literally own
in
you.
In the air.
And the crazy thing is, they don't care.
No.
None
they don't.
Of them care. They don't care if you're stuck somewhere, if you're never going to get to go anywhere, if you're in the, like, they don't care.
They give a shit.
So it's terrifying.
So it's honestly, it's crazy and it's scary. So what happened was I get there. I'm like almost there. And like, oh, it's like postponed to 3. And I'm like, son of a bitch. So I go back to my Airbnb and it's about 1:30. So I drive over. And I get there at like 2:15 because it's like 45 minutes away from the Airbnb.
Yeah.
So I get there and they say, flight postponed to 6 p.m.
Oh, I'm blacking I said, out.
I literally got there. Lord, I got there. No. And they said, and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm starting to like freak out.
I know. I would freak out because here's the thing, guys. He has a lot of work.
I have so much shit to do this week. I have a photo shoot like literally in 2 days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I have to get back. There's just no way. So I'm like, okay, mom, why don't we just go to like the mall? Like me, my dad, and my brother are there. We're all together at this point. So I'm like, let's just go to the mall and like chill until 6 o'clock.
Ugh.
So we're in the mall. We're shopping for Macy's. I'm getting a Chanel bronzer.
Excuse me. Let's talk because about
Laura's
that.
Like, Laura recommended it. And so my mom comes and she's like, Manuel. And I'm like, what? Because she's my full name. She's like,
Manuel. So I'm like, what? About to get
and she's like, they canceled your flight. And I was like, you're joking. Like, this is a sick fucking joke right now. Like, what am I supposed to do? So I'm at that point, I'm like, okay, they canceled my JSX flight.
By the way, me and Manny are texting this entire time.
And I'm literally sending voices. I'm like, Laura, I'm freaking out. I'm going to fucking have a fucking panic attack. Because it's just like, there's something about like, it almost felt like kind of claustrophobic, like not mm-hmm. being able to leave
mm-hmm.
because it's like, oh, it's canceled. And the reason it was canceled is because like, there's a lot of fires happening right now in like Tahoe area. And the smoke is so dense that they can't even see.
And we were talking about it's so bizarre because last year there was just as many. It was like the same. And totally. That's like all the media would talk about is yep. the fires because they were so terrible. And this
now it's
year,
barely anything.
And the fires are like the same. They're awful. We're like in a national state of emergency, but right. yet it's like crickets out there.
But you don't hear anything on socials. And I was like, what the heck? How do we not like, know that this is like, I mean, it's happening. I just didn't see it as much.
Me either.
So I ended up going on my computer and I was like, okay, let me try to book a Delta flight real quick. So I'm like, it's Delta to LAX instead of going to Burbank.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe I'll have more options. So I go and I book my flight and it's like available. So I'm like, great. So I go in, I check in and it's like 2 hours away. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, at least I'm here early, whatever. And I'm like, hey, as I'm checking in, I'm like, what are the chances that this flight's gonna get canceled? And he's like, hi.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you're joking. And he's like, no, it's high.
I'm glad you asked, though.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna check in and I'm just gonna get through the process and go through it. So I go through it and there's like a whole board. Like right next to the board says cancel. All the American Airlines flights have been canceled.
I would have fainted.
All of them. And I was like, oh my God. So it's just like a couple Southwest, Delta, JetBlue. And I'm like, oh my God, okay. So then it goes to like my Delta one and it says, what's it called when it's postponed? Like
Delayed.
To instead of it being leaving at 6:30, it's delayed to 8 p.m.
So you already know, like, it's about to get ugly.
Okay, it's got delayed. This is like already happened to me earlier today. So I'm starting to like literally get into a panic. I'm like, okay, well, if I drive there, it's like 7 hours away. Maybe I could drive to LA.
I would have driven in a heartbeat. I don't mind driving though.
But 7 hours, I've never driven
that
long.
I've literally
in my
driven
life.
From Alabama to California.
True. I wish you were with me just so you can drive the car.
You would have driven. Yeah, totally.
So I finally get there and like luckily the flights like were taking off like at 8 p.m. So I finally get on my flight.
You got
and
so
like
lucky.
I just couldn't believe that I literally had like a 8 hour delay.
Nightmare.
From the beginning. Canceled flight, booking another one. Like it was actually like a full nightmare. I had like I had the last seat on the flight. Because people were like that were getting canceled, were getting booked.
Oh my God.
Booking onto it. I literally had the last seat.
You were so lucky.
Laura. I almost didn't make it here.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
I almost didn't make it here.
Which I said, I was like, dude, we can totally like reschedule the podcast, but it's mm-hmm. just like so much other stuff happening.
There's other shit. I had to get a haircut this morning. Like I had to get shit
yeah, for
to
your
do.
Shoot. So I just wanted you guys to know the fiasco that Manny was in. I found that to be very important to talk about.
It was you guys, I was going through the gigs. Honestly, it was a struggle.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Glad you made it. Thank you, Delta, for getting my
Thank you, Delta. Thank you so much. But you guys, before we go into our main topic, let's go ahead and take a quick little break.
We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Guys, we are back and we are ready to jump into our main topic, which is brand trips. So I think we should start with name some of the brand trips that we've been on.
Baby, which brand trips have we not been on?
That's
is what... actually the real fucking question.
Oh, man.
Okay, guys, we've been on a ton. We've been on some with Tarte. Mm-hmm. We've been on some with Benefit.
Smashbox.
Jouer.
YSL.
Tarte.
I went on one.
Did I say Tarte?
Hold on. Is that all? Pure.
Pure. I didn't go on that one. That was you.
But you've done some I haven't done.
Yeah, totally. Maybelline.
Maybelline.
I've been on YSL.
YSL. I feel like there's a lot more.
I think it's because like the brands.
I feel like
we're
rude for not remembering.
NARS. No. No, but we like, I think it's because it's not even that. It's more so like the same brands do multiple trips.
Yeah,
so it's like
right.
We've been on a bunch, but it's like
right.
The same brands doing the
same trips.
I know
there's some we're forgetting completely, which totally. Is absolutely horrific.
But we've been on a lot. Like I have a lot of stamps in my passport, dude.
The point is we know what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm.
So why don't we talk about what a brand trip even is?
Okay, so I'll start with describing it. So what a brand trip is they do a trip to normally an exotic or a very fun location in order for them to promote a new product that's launching. In doing that, they do invite anywhere from 5 to 20 influencers, depending on the size of the trip. And the influencers normally get a plus one, and you go and you get razzled with gifts and different excursions. And we're going to go more into detail, like what it's actually like, because that's what it seems like on the outside.
Yes.
But that's the premise of what a brand trip is. And the reason we're invited is because we help promo and push that launch.
So when you guys think about it, so this is the thing. A brand, instead of spending money for an ad in a page of a magazine, which could be $50,000 to $100,000 for just a page in a magazine, they take influencers with a very specific demo and audience that is going to, you know, for example, like us being, like, let's say Tarte wants to take us on a trip. We have a beauty-oriented lifestyle audience, so it's going to, quote-unquote, sell, or that they hope that it's going to sell if we show it off on our stories or
their
whatever.
Their money's going further with a targeted demographic versus throwing it on a TV commercial billboard where anyone could see it, and maybe 50 to 80% of those people aren't even interested in makeup. So your outreach is directly to a makeup audience. So it's just like a big win for them.
Right. For them. It is a big win for them.
It is a big win for influencers in some ways, and we're going to talk about that in ways, but it is overall a bigger win for the brand.
I mean, it's fully for the brand, and we do get fun trips out of it, but at the end of the day, the brand's doing it because they want to sell product.
Yes.
And it is more beneficial for them to have beauty influencers on a trip with a targeted audience.
With a beauty brand.
Exactly.
So I just want to say we are grateful for the opportunities we've gotten. We're grateful to work with the brands we worked with and go on the trips that we go on, but that's not what this video is about. I mean, this podcast is about. I'm so used to filming videos.
Right.
This podcast is about. So let's just talk about first, our first point we really want to talk about is, like, what does a brand trip entail? Like, what do they require from you to go on the trip? Now, you're like, wait, they invited you. No.
Baby. There's a contract.
There's a contract.
Baby, there's every single time.
Every time there's a contract. So it comes at a price. So I would say earlier on, brand trips were not paying any influencers, period.
Like, at it all, was no, like, nothing.
You're not getting any coin for going on this trip. However, you are getting a trip, but you do owe me X amount of posts, whether that be a mention in a YouTube video, Instagram post with certain hashtags, certain amount of IG stories. Normally, it can be all of the above on one trip.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, depending on the trip, some of the asks were really aggressive. Some of the asks were a little bit more chill and more just like whatever, laid back. But it would depend on the trip and what kind of extravaganza it would be. And like, some people were literally like, you have to post 10 IG posts.
And like,
static.
20 stories every day.
And stories every single day. And several dedicated YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And it's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, because it gets to the point where those trips, so like, they're obviously asking for X, Y, and Z, and it's like asking for so much. But like, at the end of the day, too, imagine like if you're working as an influencer and you charge and you're getting paid to do promotions for things, imagine the accumulation of things that you could charge for that.
Go on that trip three times with your friends and family and do no work.
Exactly.
If they've actually paid you for the post instead of exchange for brand trip. So that's kind of like the breakdown of how it goes. Now, you do now have rare occasions where brands are now starting to say, hey, we're going to pay you to go on this trip. That does not happen often, because
95% of the time, it's not that.
95% of the time, it's not that, because you do have to put partner or ad legally if you are being paid to go on the trip instead of just like offered a fun trip to go in exchange for some posts.
Which, and most of the time, you're not.
And some people may think, well, it's a freaking Instagram post. Are you insane? Yes, make the post. Like, they're not asking for a lot. But what do you think about, like, how would you explain that?
Well, the thing is, I think it's different because, for example, not only is it like a post on Instagram, they're using like your likeness, right? They're using like, oh, well, Manny MUA said that this product was good and he posted about it, so therefore maybe I will buy it because Manny MUA said, or Laura Lee said to buy it. You know what I mean? And it's not even like, and it's not like we're saying go buy the product. We don't do that. Like, that's not like, we're not trying to be like shady and weird when we go on a trip. Like, we're just like promoting it and showing it off. But I think it's different because our business is our socials.
Exactly.
And so when we are posting a product like this, like a that's like our business. That's using our name to promote this one product. So
that
it's not just
saying you use that product.
It's saying we
if
use it.
If you're taking a picture with your hand held up and it's in there, you are saying you're endorsing that product. So yeah, they're using your likeness. And like, you just have to look at social media like as not a fun thing and a side thing. It is our actual business. And
our job.
Our job. So we have to be very protective of it and very careful what we're choosing to post.
Exactly. So it is a little bit more. So when someone's asking, like, hey, we want 10 posts of the same product, you're gonna be like, absolutely not, that's not genuine. Like, what? Like, I will use your stuff, of course, and I'm sure I enjoy it. A lot of times on the brand trips, we love the stuff that they come out with, and like, they're usually really great because they're spending all this money out to market it. It's like, oh, you're gonna come out with something good. Like, it usually does happen like that.
It's more than one product.
Yeah, a whole collection.
Like a big collection. So there's gonna be a couple pieces that you like, and then they tend to let you kind of pick what you like a lot of times on brand trips, unless it's for like one specific thing, like a mascara.
Laura, you're being shady. No, I love
it. No, I'm not.
No, it's true though. And the thing is, too, guys, when we go on brand trips, 80% of the time, it's working.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
So you guys get to see the fun on IG story because we're obviously not filming ourselves fighting with our husbands and pissed off and waking up at the crack of dawn, mm-hmm. putting on false lashes to go sit in the ocean and let it run down the sides of our face all day. Or, you know, like on your vacation, you're probably putting on a cute dress
you're
and
chilling.
Some slides and a wet bun and going to dinner. No, not us.
You guys, no, honestly, it's... Like, the thing is, like, so they have, so obviously in the contracts, not only do they have the posting obligations, they have the obligations of, like, every activity that we do, you will be part of.
You'll be required to show.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, what about the night before when all the influencers got hammered drunk, and the next morning it's like, oh, we have brunch.
We have 8 a.m. yoga.
Yes. And you're like, but...
This is my vacation.
Like fucked up. It's like my vacation, but it's not a vacation.
It's not your vacation.
It's a work trip.
It's a work trip.
Baby, it's a work trip. It's not a vacation. Like, a lot of people think that brand trips are vacations, but they are a work trip, and it is literally dedicated to working, and you're taking content and you're doing all this stuff for the brand because that's literally what you're there for.
And some people may be like, oh wow, running jet skis and Bora Bora, I'm so sorry for you. I get it, I hear you. Mm-hmm. But while you're doing that, the whole time you're like panicking because you're like, okay, when I get back I have like a 2.5 hour window to fully glam, shoot at least 3 pictures, do at least 10 IG stories, potentially a live while using the products, and then be at this dinner on time. I need to get off this jet ski that I yes. have to be a part of uh-huh. and get back
to get the content done. You guys, the whole time you're there, you are focused on the content because you're contractually obligated to post content while you're there. So you're literally focused on like, okay, I need to get this photo. I need to get this like YouTube video mention. I need to get all these things accomplished while you're there because you're like, dude, I literally have to do this. But how am I going to do this when we're doing all these activities during the day?
Exactly. And you guys, brands... it's like sometimes, and I'm just going to say it, like maybe this will be some advice that brands will take coming from an influencer who's been on many trips. Mm-hmm. They plan too much shit. Mm-hmm. Point blank period. It's like, I know you guys think we go like this. All right, got my content for the day. The picture looks great. You see, it takes like a really long time to do it. So it's like, you don't have to keep us entertained from the moment we wake up to the minute we go to bed.
Totally.
It's like, we need those breaks.
They want, like, honestly, so I've been on a trip where it was breakfast in the morning, where it's like obviously everyone has to show up for the breakfast. It goes into, let's do rock climbing in the afternoon, and then after the rock climbing we do jet skis, and after the jet skis we do a dinner. And I'm like, so when is the time where we're going to actually take content, show the product, actually use the product, because you're showing us the product and like we have to use it to like it.
Yeah,
I've been okay, well, we'll get into that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh wow, you have to ride jet skis and rock climb, but it's like a good perspective to show.
And it's fun. I'm not saying it's not fun. Honestly, it's fun. Riding jet skis, the rock climb, that's fun stuff. But in the back of your mind, you're constantly thinking like, okay, but I have to get my work done because I'm contractually obligated to get all that stuff done. And I'm having fun here, but I'm stressed because I can't get the content accomplished.
You know what I genuinely think?
Or it's shitty, or it's bad content.
Oh yeah, or you're posting crap content because you're rushed. I genuinely think if brands wouldn't require quite as much and mm-hmm. wouldn't plan so much on trips and they kind of let things roll, influencers would appreciate it a little more, and you'll probably end up getting more posts than what you actually asked for coming genuinely from the influencer versus mm-hmm. putting them in panic mode. I don't ever want to sound ungrateful again and be like,
same,
you know, like, oh my God, how dare you ask me? I mean, we agreed to do the shit, but we just still want you guys to know a reality of what's going on while you're seeing all the smiles and laughs on IG story.
Like, it's fun and we're having a good time. Like, at the end of the day, we have fun and we're grateful for the experiences, but there is more to it than you guys are seeing. And that's kind of why we wanted to do this podcast in general, is to talk about like the behind the scenes of like, dude, everyone is fucking stressed on these trip trying to get the content done because we're contractually obligated to do it.
Let's talk about some of the crazy gifts. I really want to. I want to talk about like, so guys, we didn't mention this part, which this isn't so much a thing anymore, I don't think. Okay. Don't you? What do you think? Do you think like getting crazy expensive gifts
I don't think it's a thing.
Okay, so it used to be more of a thing, but what brands would do is while you're on the trip, they would buy you the most insane gifts and deliver them to your room throughout the day.
Like, I'm talking like drones.
Tarte, we're saying it. I mean, everyone, that was I mean,
maybe it's people it's put like it in their stories. Like, Tarte would like buy people really extravagant crazy gifts.
Like, it was shocking.
And it was like, holy shit. Like, it would be like, I can't even explain like how you would feel in that moment because you're like so grateful, but it's also like so intense because you're like, well, why are you buying me this?
Yeah.
Like you start to like, get like into this like, okay, well, do I have to talk nice about your products now because you just bought me a fucking drone?
Yeah.
And like, and it's almost like, are you like, what are you doing?
Are you buying me?
Are you buying me? Like, it's weird because you start to think that though. I started to think that, like, wait, like just because you bought me this gift doesn't mean that I'm going to go above and beyond more so than what I'm already doing.
Contractually obligated to do.
And I'm like, dude, I can't, like, if I enjoy the product, I'm going to constantly use it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, always. It's just that.
You don't need to buy me a drone for me to want to use the product.
I thought one brand did something really tasteful, and I'll say who it is, but I guess this still could be considered, like, are they buying you? But Smashbox gave us a gift card to Louis Vuitton one time at a dinner, and they specifically said, don't post your gift card. Don't go post what you're buying from us.
Yep.
We're not trying to, you know, upshow other brands. We're not trying to be like, ooh, look what we do. We just want to say thank you. And I remember on that trip, they didn't barely ask us to do anything. It was just a little trip to Vegas.
Honestly, that was fantastic. And then the trip with Smashbox to Fiji. Maybe they did trips right. I'm sorry, but Smashbox did it fucking right.
That was one of my favorite trips.
Mine too. Genuinely one of my favorite trips ever was when we went to Fiji with Smashbox. And it was just a fun time. And they didn't like... They barely asked for all this crazy shit.
And there, do you remember it was like one little thing during the day and then a dinner? But the dinners were chill.
Yeah, and it was easy.
Yeah, they were super easy. That was a good trip. Smashbox, that was a really good trip. Their team really knew what they were doing.
They were so sweet. I mean, I've had not the best experience in one.
Wait, save it. Wait, talk about something else you've been given from a brand trip.
Given from, okay, you guys, I mean, honestly, do you remember?
Don't bring that up in here. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what you're going to say.
Okay, do you remember when... I don't even know if I want to say the brand, honestly.
Then just tell me.
Okay, do you remember when... like, so brand trips were happening. This is like brand trip time.
Oh, I think I know where we're going.
One of the brands that was like doing brand trips often asked people on the trips like, hey, we want you to be part of our gondolas, but we want it like for free, essentially, not paying...
And at this point, influencers had really caught on and were just like... No, you can't use my face on a gondola. Like, you have to pay me for that.
You can't just take advantage of someone and use their art, their work, and stuff like that, and just be like, oh well, like we brought you on brand trips and we're your friends, right?
Yeah,
do you remember this?
We got a little pushy.
I think realistically, not just us. This is everyone. Mostly, started to kind of push back a little bit and be like, dude, why, like. That's weird.
I think it was influencers really starting to value their worth.
Yeah, and I think that people started to really see like, there's more to like the photos and stuff like that than meets the eye in the brand trips. And it's like, we can't just be taken advantage of in that situation. And it sounds fun. And it sounds cool. And obviously like, it sounds like a great experience and a great like opportunity. But I think at the end of the day, if you're an artist, you deserve to get paid for your work.
Exactly.
Period. Point blank period. You deserve to get paid for what you do. And so a brand did that. And so a lot of people, I mean, the vast majority of people said, no, we're not going to do that because like we deserve to get paid for our work.
Right.
The brand
will go
doing,
and make posts for you, but you can't go and use this on a gondola. That was exactly. I think, the kicker.
But the thing is, no, but we still weren't like, dude, you can't just take our likeness and throw it there.
Yeah.
Because we're on a brand.
That's a big advertisement.
That's not okay. It's a big advertisement and it's not fair.
That could be thousands and thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I remember this brand ended up taking a small, small group of influencers that did agree to do it.
And to be honest, maybe for those influencers, like for them, like everybody's career is running differently. Everybody's
absolutely.
Like getting different opportunities, different moments. Mm-hmm. So maybe for them, they're like, this does work for me. I want the exposure more than the money. You never know like why they went.
All walks of life, really
though. You know, so, but at the end of the day, there's this massive chunk of influencers that always go on brand trips that just aren't there this time. And that's why
is because everyone was like, no, we deserve to get paid for our work.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people that didn't do that got the most extravagant gifts I've ever seen received.
It was crazy.
And it was almost like a
slap in the face.
It really did feel like a slap in the face because it was like, oh, well, like they agreed to do it, so we're going to just get you lavish gifts.
I'm like, yeah, but now you're hosting like 10 people, not 50, so.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, the gifts were like, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
They were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like new Canon Mark IVs, like.
Cartier bracelets
that were like literally $6,000 a piece.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, you could have paid people to
could have just turned all that stuff in that you spent. But remember, they weren't paying for as many people.
Right.
You know what I mean? To go. Mm-hmm. So they actually had the extra allotted budget. And that's what they chose to do with it, which, you know, and I think that kind of started to wrap up brand trips for them.
I think so, too. And I think that
that was the beginning of the end for that brand.
I agree completely because I think that people start all the people that weren't there because they were putting their foot down on something and then seeing all these other people that were there get these like crazy things. It was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, bitch, we see how what you're fucking doing. Like you're literally trying to buy them.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to literally physically buy them.
Yeah.
And so I think everyone started to kind of get like a, okay, bitch. Okay, bitch.
Okay, bitch.
Okay, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you want to do, then okay. Then we all see what's happening here.
What's a crazy gift you've gotten? A drone?
I mean, probably, I would say like the drones would be probably the craziest thing I've ever gotten. And Louboutin shoes.
Louboutins and drone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Those would be like my craziest things I've ever received.
Okay, so next let's talk about how brandships work, like who's there. So for the brands part, they normally have PR people. Mm. They have a team that's kind of working behind the scenes. Mm. You'll see a little bit. And then they have a team that's meant to be there and to be the friend of the influencers, meant to hang out with the influencers, meant to get a lot. Don't start. You let me finish.
Okay.
But these people are meant to just basically get us to be friends with them and post their products.
Yeah.
If you want me to just really.
I mean, that's what, like, point blank, that's what it is.
Thank you.
It's like they are there to become your friend so that you want to talk about
the product. I mean, it's A, B, and C.
It's A, B, and C.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H, I, J. Baby. Is that how it goes? A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Please, all right. So you guys, there's all sorts of teams. And you guys, I will say 95% of the time, they are incredible.
Of course they are.
Wonderful people.
Of course they are. Think about what you're saying.
I know. But they do their job.
It worked on me.
It absolutely worked on me.
They're nice.
Sure.
They're super nice people, period.
I mean, they're just kind, sweet people. And like, I think you could also tell, because we've had experiences where we could tell of people that were like dangling the carrot in front of you. And we've had experiences that were like genuine people that were just genuinely sweet and kind souls. And I think as we've done this for so long, we can kind of see.
You can weed out.
You can weed out like what people are there for, like what they're trying to really do and what they're not trying to do.
I've also had just sometimes experiences where the PR people don't necessarily get to pick each person that goes on the trip. I'm sure higher up say yes and no to names. Mm-hmm. But once you're there, I've had, and this is a rare experience, not all brands are like this, and I'm not trying to give all brands a bad name, but I've had experiences where PR people are clicky. It's insane.
Uh-huh.
You would think they're a part of the industry. They'll literally go hang out with one friend's group the entire trip and ignore every other influencer there because it's almost like they just went there to join a friend's clique instead of do their job.
They want to be friends with them. I mean, honestly, no shade. No fucking shade. But
it's
like, they're literally, like some people, I mean, we've both been on the trips where they literally would only be with one group of people.
And it's like no one else on the trip even matters.
Exactly, because they really just wanted it
but
for them.
But that's not their job.
Maybe the job of that person is to just make sure everything is going well and make sure everyone's happy and everyone's good and everyone feels like in a safe environment, everyone feels comfortable and okay and that, you know, friends with everyone and just like everything is going well. Because like obviously that's what you want.
They're there to basically introduce you to the brand. They are the physical brand to you. Like how they act, and that's representation of the brand. And it's really crazy how some of these people are these PR people. Four teams will go on brand trips and literally neglect half the people there because they literally are more interested in joining a popular online friends group, which I'm like, you realize these people are not going to like.
They're not going to be your friends after the trip. Like, it's weird. It's so weird because.
It's bizarre to see if you see it for yourself and you're experiencing it.
On the outside looking in, you're like,
it is a weird situation that you'll experience quite a few times if you go on brand trips.
Dude, absolutely. And the thing is, that's also really, really weird to me too, is that like they're literally taking shots with everyone the entire time.
No, just those people though.
But just those people.
It's like just that friend group. And you're like, girl,
maybe like while we're here at work, maybe like don't get completely trashed.
Blacked out.
Or if I'm like asking you a question, you can't answer my question.
I cannot tell you.
And you're smacking me because it's like you're laughing so hard at what
or
I said, even though I'm not. Or yeah, doing this. I'm like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm like, how do I get to my room?
Please
help
me.
How do I get
me.
To my hotel room?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's like bizarre the amount of times where the PR people are blacked out drunk. More blacked than the out. Influencers.
Honey. It's like I've literally, and this was like literally like last year, I think.
I feel like
and
they're
it
the,
was like
wait, I
a
feel
joke.
Like they're the real ones winning. They get paid because they're at work. Mm-hmm. They get to go on the same trip we do and all the excursions. They have zero content to post. Wait a damn minute. Did we just
we're doing
figure
it wrong.
Out? We just
we're doing it,
out. It
wrong. And they're also like literally getting paid to hang out with
influencers
and drink and have fun and eat.
Literally.
I mean, obviously there's so much more that goes into like they're doing way
they're
a
like
lot. They're doing work.
This, like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, they're doing so much work, obviously,
for
behind
sure.
the scenes. But like it is it's still a fun experience for them as well. Like
absolutely.
It's like it's not like it's a hard, hard thing for everyone involved.
I feel like in the beauty space, which I just want to say, speaking of PR people, I work with a lot of lifestyle brands now. Uh-huh. I work with some beauty brands still, not mm-hmm. all. And I have to say, I really enjoy lifestyle brands. And I'll say why, because I feel like whenever you work with beauty, you have to be best friends with the PR people or keep them pleased and happy to get a brand uh-huh. deal. Like, you have to go to all the events, you have to do X amount of stories, you have to open all the PR, you have to remain best friends with the PR people or else they don't work with you. Whereas lifestyle brands, it's not like that at all. Like, they don't want to be your best friend, they want to do a job. And so I find that in beauty, it's just like, I don't know, such a weird space because it's like becomes, I don't want to use the word political, but it's like, it becomes about who you're friends with and it's just not, I feel like a lot of times it doesn't get very genuine.
It's clicky.
It's clicky.
At the end of the day, it's clicky. And it's
but
like,
that doesn't, why is your brand deals clicky? That's so bizarre.
It's weird and it's so strange. And like people will hold the carrot over you. Mm-hmm. And that's like the weird part to me is that like we've, Laura and I both have been in situations where that's what's actually happened, where we've been told like, hey, come do this thing. We're going to give you guys a brand deal. It's going to be great. You guys can work with our brand. And like a brand that we loved and used all the time. And so it's like, not only do we love the brand, we'd get paid to talk about it. So it's literally like, why would we not be excited about that kind of opportunity? Mm-hmm. And so we did the activities. We did the events multiple times.
They lie.
And they lied.
They
and
lie.
Ends up not being like the brand deal never comes through. You yeah. never work with them in that capacity.
Yes.
It's like, oh, we'll just come to our event and like show it off.
They'll literally say anything because it makes them look good at work. Their bosses, mm-hmm. you know, they need X amount of promotion from us. So they'll say, some people, not all, but some will say anything to get you to post. They'll lie to you. They'll make up stories. It's really crazy. Like, the industry is way more bizarre. And you wouldn't believe, like, influencers that are no strangers to it. We talk about this all the time when we're off social media.
Amongst each other.
Amongst each other.
We talk about all we literally just got dinner with friends the other day and we talked about this. And I was like, dude, this is fucking crazy. Like, this is not just a me and Laura thing that we've dealt with. It's everyone.
I also want to say I've heard this year more than any year I have ever heard influencers say, I am not going on another brand trip unless I am paid.
Right. So they don't want to work for free.
They know their value.
I think they, yes, they know their value. They know their
they
worth.
Now
they know
they can book their own trip to Cabo.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like, we've done that.
Yeah.
Like, we've literally just booked our own fun friends trip and be like,
no,
why am I going to kill myself and be so stressed the entire time while I'm on a trip when I can just do with my friends by myself?
Yeah, exactly.
You almost like felt you had to be part of them, though, in a weird way. It's almost like clicky where it's like, well, if I wasn't invited, like, I would be upset if I wasn't invited to a trip.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I would feel like,
left
oh, why
out.
Wasn't I invited?
FOMO.
But with that note,
yeah.
Let's take a break. And we'll be right back. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one. And my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Now we are back with our brand trip segment.
Yes. And so you guys, so with brand trips, how they usually work when it comes to like going on one is that most, 100% of the time, the brands will reach out to you.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, okay, well, would you like to come on this PR trip?
I'm going to tell you this. Brands have a list of people that they go through, and they go through a big fat list, and then they X off people, and then they move them down, and then they ask all their top tier people that they have strategically, through demographics, through research, really want on this trip. And then after that, the people that say no, they take them out, and then they go to their second tier list, and they invite a couple people from that list, and then until they get the full amount of people they need on the brand trip. But it's very scientific. It's not just like, oh, she's cool.
No. There's reasons. There's literally like there's companies that have like these things. Like what's it called? Blue Book. I think it's called
Blue Book. Social Blue Book.
Social Blue Book. It's like they will find out what your demos are, and they will figure out
your integration.
Your
rate.
Integration. They figure out what your demo is. Like for example, me. A lot of times I'm on these brand trips because honestly, realistically, a lot of the times like females are the main buyer of beauty.
Yeah.
You know, it's like. Like categorically, it's literally what it is. And my audience is 90% women.
Right.
So it's like, oh, well, let's bring Manny on the trip because he has a 90% audience with women.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, cool. Well, that's boom, one check on him.
And like, for instance, if most of his audience was in Europe, but the brand doesn't sell the product in Europe, chances are he's not going on the trip.
Exactly.
So this kind of breaks down to a scientific thing. I will say I've never in my career asked a brand to invite me on a trip, and nor has Manny.
Same.
It's something that people don't really, I don't think people do. I don't know. Maybe they do.
I have no idea. I think that it's
think they do.
I think the fun part about this podcast is like getting to kind of pull the wool over the eyes of this situation when it comes to brand trips, because they look so fun and insane and crazy and great, but there's so much work that goes behind the scenes of them that it's like hard. Like it's a hard thing to do. But if you guys want to go on brand trips, we have some tips and tricks on like how to not get on brand trips, but get on brands.
It's just like
radar.
Working with brands and getting on their radar. I think a good thing is it's like people sometimes wait for the brand to reach out to them or wait for the brand to reach out to send them PR. No, if you want to work with a brand, I highly recommend just buying a product or two of them and post it. So totally. That way they see that, you know, this is a product you really like and they can consider sending to you that product, adding you to PR, that maybe even just put you on their radar, give you a shout out, follow you, anything like that. Mm-hmm. I recommend promoting the products you genuinely like from the brand. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest though, people that reach out for free PR, I think it happens so much with especially these bigger brands. I don't know how much they pay attention to that.
Right.
I think you have a better shot on getting on their radar by actually using and posting the products that you like from the brand.
I completely agree. With Lunar Beauty, like I get so many emails like almost every single day where it's like, hey, I would love to be on your PR list. And it's like, I am a small brand, so I can't just like add all these people to the PR list. What's really, really important though is that like if I see a page and I see it and like the content is so beautifully done, like I think it like that would be like, okay, let me add you to the PR list, because I think it's really, really important to focus on the content. Like for example, if someone's like, okay, I want to be on the PR list, like I just want to be in beauty, and the photos are like super dark and like grainy and like it's like really just bad quality all around, chances are very high that you're not going to be added to the PR list.
And also, I'll say another thing as a brand owner that we look at is like, how often are you posting? If you're posting once a month, it's kind of a chance that you're probably not going to post our product because you're barely posting as it is. So chances are another brand you're not going to get added to the list. So it's all about like having good work, having consistent work. If there's a specific brand you want to work with, make sure you're tagging that brand so they can easily see you. Brands are looking all the time.
Absolutely. And the thing is too, like, what you guys have to realize is that brands have, like, they are spending money for you to get PR, if that makes sense. Like, for example, for me, not only am I eating all the cost of, like, what it takes to make the product, I'm eating all the cost for the shipping, for everything. So it's like packaging,
the boxes,
everything. So for me, it would have to be worth it to want to send to someone and be like, okay, you know what? I would love to send to you, but... like, I can't just be giving away product for free. Right. I'm not at that level. Mm-hmm. So that's just, like, not how it works. It has to be worth it for the brand, and it has to be worth it for the influencer, too. Because it's also, like, not fair, like, for an influencer if, like, oh, well, I'll send you a PR, but you have to post three times. And it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
So that's the thing. When you're sending PR, there's no obligation to sending the PR. So that's why brands are so picky about who they're sending to, because there is no obligation. And you may never get posted. But also, don't get discouraged, guys. Like, if you're posting a brand and you're like, I don't think they've seen me. A lot of times, brands have a strict PR list with a certain number of people. We do, too. Like, we have a number. And that list gets updated whenever we're doing a new big mailing. That list doesn't get updated every day of the week, if that makes sense.
Right.
So, you know, you might have to wait a month or two and you feel like they haven't seen you, and then you may get something reaching out, and chances are at that time they're updating their PR mailer list and they're marking off people who, one, you know, isn't posting very much in general, or two, isn't posting the brand, or three, maybe they just don't fucking like them anymore.
Right. There's like, I mean, there's so many different reasons to be on or off a PR list. I've been kicked off many. Laura's been kicked off some, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we've both been kicked off so many PR lists.
I've been kicked off, put on. I have, like, literally no idea what the fuck brands do.
No, literally same. I've been kicked off, put on, kicked off, put on.
I don't even keep up with it anymore, for real, though.
I mean, honestly, what can you do?
I feel like I used to keep up with it, though. I
was like...
like offended.
Why did I get that PR?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I thought it was almost like a status thing.
Yeah.
It's totally not.
Oh, no, it's not a status.
It is what it is.
It's not necessarily a status thing. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. So, you know. Don't want to discourage you guys.
Yeah, that's just our little piece of advice. It's just like, continue to work hard, tag the brand, put them on your stories too. In feed post hashtag is important, because honestly, for me, I don't even look at the @handle of like Lunar Beauty. I look at the hashtags of Lunar Beauty.
Hashtags are really important, and you don't have to like kiss their ass. It's just like simply using their product that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think we should dive into, maybe let's talk about an experience or two on a brand trip that specifically happened that was not good.
Like horrible things have happened.
Yes.
I think that we absolutely should. I think that's part of this experience. I'm pulling it up right now.
Do you want to start? I have one. I'll start.
You start.
Can you do the foundation one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I think I'll do the boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was on a brand trip on some islands, and we were hopping over to another island, which required a boat ride. Now, if Laura Lee hears the word boat, she hears the word Dramamine.
Of course. That's the same. As do I.
Dramamine. Uh-huh. Like, I don't care what the boat. I don't care how far we're going. If I'm touching the water.
Dramamine.
Dramamine.
Non-drowsy.
Period. Mm-hmm. I don't play games. And chances are I'll probably take one the night before.
Yeah.
To get it in my system good. Because I get so seasick. So we get on this actually really big boat. And we're going really far. Like probably for over an hour on this boat to another island. And, you know, I did offer up some Dramamine, but Dramamine works after 2 hours. So chances are if you're taking it when you get on the boat, it's not going to work while you're on the boat.
Right.
I'm going to tell you this. In about in about 20 minutes, that was the puke machine.
You guys.
Literally.
I wasn't on the trip, by the way. I was not part of this. I don't actually know what's happening.
But you know. But you know. Just think about all these girls with their makeup, heels done, ready to have a great time. And you see, it's just people puking everywhere off the boat. I will say people did get, the only reason people got pissed, and this is what pissed off people. So the brand brings out puke bags, and they have the brand's logo on the bag.
Like as if they know it's going to happen.
So that then told the influencers that were sick, oh, you knew we were all going to get sick. You knew that this was like a puke machine. No warning.
Like, you guys, when you're on, like, a boat like that, like, you got to be on those, like, for me, I have to be on, like, the fast boats with a lot of air for me to not get sick. Like, I need it to be, like, a constant, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, it needs to be, like, okay, but if you're on, like, a big boat that's, like, motion-y and, like, that's very seasick prone.
The whole boat was, like, I was chilling.
You're good, but everyone else was throwing up. I remember hearing about this trip literally a million times.
How many times have you heard about the puke? It was, like, honestly shocking. So I mean, you got to think, there was, like, 40, 50 people on this boat, and, like, I would say, like, half of them are literally puking off the sides. Like, it was crazy.
That would be me if I didn't have Dramamine. I would be puking off the sides. Like, I get so seasick, too.
Where was the trip? It was Necker Island. Do you remember that boat ride we took in the middle of the night? And we got down in this small speedboat specifically.
It
was closed in, pitch black at night. Shots were going around. It probably had 30 people in it. We were piled in it. It was probably going 100 miles through the ocean. Do you remember how fast it was going? And all you see out the windows, because we're down in the speedboat, and, like, the windows are up here, it's just, like, just flashes of water going by, and, like, everybody's dancing, and the boat is hitting the waves so hard, and bodies are just getting
flying flying.
I've never had more fun in my life.
Oh, that was so that trip was really
that
fun
was just so
in general
fun.
That was so much fun.
I was like, I have no idea what's happening. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna die, but I'm going out having a great time. Give me a shot. It was so
no it was
fun.
Crazy. It was actually really, really fun.
So I've had great times too, but I want to hear yours.
I would say one of my worst ones was when I was on a brand trip, and the brand, very sweet brand,
very sweet,
but the thing is, so we don't know what they're launching until we get there.
Wait,
by the way, this is like a random side note.
I was not there either.
You were not there. You were not there. So you don't know what's launching until you get there. So it's like a surprise for everyone. Like, everyone's snapping and like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Mascara. No, it's not mascara. But it's not that. But we get there, and it's fun, and we're at dinner, okay, we're going to do the big reveal, and everyone's, like, kind of, like, excited, because, like, obviously, we're there for this reason. They do the reveal, and it's a foundation line. Okay. And the foundation line, the shades.
Uh-oh.
You guys, the shades were abysmal. Like, it was so bad. Like, literally, it went from everyone, like, being, oh, my God, to, like.
They literally dropped their phones in a second.
Everyone, like, literally dropped their phones, because, like, no one wants to snap a shitty shade range that's like all light shades and a couple dark ones.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous, especially in this day and age.
And that's why y'all were on the trip.
And that was why we were on the trip, because it was for the foundation.
Oh no.
And so literally everyone's like, what are you gonna do, the shade range sucks. And like, the thing is, if we're snapping that, like, that's
y'all
like our name behind
ripped.
That
y'all are
that's
ripped.
Our name behind that. Why? Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna be there and be like, okay, I'm supporting this massive shade range when it's not.
Yeah, and
it's
y'all,
not.
It's just going to get backlash on you guys, which this
exactly.
isn't your mistake. It's the brand's mistake.
No, it's
mistake.
The brand mistake.
So what does the brand and the PR team do whenever they see
they were
the,
freaking out.
The panic in your
they
eyes?
They were freaking out. They were definitely like, they were shook. They were freaking out. They just like didn't know what to do, because I think they didn't know what to do. And like, it was like also like not only was it even that, like the bottles that they were in was like lighter than what the actual shade
okay,
was.
So
not only it made it even look worse mm-hmm. than what it actually was, because it was already not good, but it made it even look worse. And so the brand's just like freaking out. They're like, we don't know what to do. And they like, basically they were like, no, you guys don't have to post if you don't feel like comfortable posting. And so a lot of us didn't post more,
which makes their trip pointless,
which makes it hard for them. Exactly.
So
I felt really bad. I really did feel bad, but I'm like, you guys really, you got to get it together.
Drop the ball.
dropped the ball.
The ball has been dropping.
Yeah.
So I have this thing where I'm not a vegan, I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't believe in, I don't want to say riding animals. You totally ride an animal. You can ride a horse that you want.
But like labor, like the labor.
The labor, like for instance, the tourist things where you can like ride a horseback carriage. I don't agree with that. I think the horses are treated like literally dog shit, dehydrated in the street. And like you're contributing to that by unnecessarily riding in a carriage. That's just my views on it. And I also don't like shame people for doing it. That's just like why I don't do it. And same thing with the camels in the desert. Okay, so we go to Morocco having the best trip ever. And for dinner that night, they wanted horseback carriage. And I look at the horses and they're literally dehydrated, drooling.
The horses or camels?
Oh, there's two in one trip.
You're joking.
I'm not kidding. In one trip.
I thought it was just a camel. I didn't even know this.
So the horses look bad.
What the fuck?
They look
And they
look
bad. They looked rough.
Even if they didn't, I still wouldn't do it.
I mean, of course, but that makes
it
10 times worse.
So I was like, oh, I can't do this. So I literally whispered to the brand. I was like, hey, I don't, you know, participate in these things. I don't think it's cool. I'm not mad at you guys for doing it. And I'll never post that you guys do it. Like, it's not a big deal. It's just a me thing. And I'm going to stick to my beliefs.
Yes.
I'm going to take a taxi over. And they were so sweet. They're like, oh my God, we're so sorry. I'm like, no, don't be sorry. It's not a big deal. This is a normal thing that people
do. People do that. Totally.
This is a Laura thing that she doesn't do. Because I understand this is me, not them. So I'm like, okay. So I take the cab ride. I go to dinner. We're fine. The next day... it's animal riding again. I'm like,
camels this time.
Camels in the desert, which sounds really cool.
Right.
The camels look rough as hell, but to be fair, I don't know what a great looking camel looks like.
To be fair, what is a great looking camel?
All I know though is they have muzzles over their mouth and they're drooling and they want to open their mouth. I feel bad. Then they have these whips. They're whipping the shit out of them in front of me and everyone else to make them sit down and kneel. And does it hurt the camel? I don't know because I'm not an experienced camel trainer, but I see it happening. I see the animal crying. I'm not getting on it riding it. So then, like, the animals are getting whipped a lot. So I start crying, but I'm, like, trying to not let anyone know. I'm, like, losing it. Not okay. I'm like, please stop hitting the camel.
Yeah.
And the camel may not even be hurt. I don't know. Maybe is. Maybe he
isn't.
That's
what they say about horses. Like, you can, like, hit a horse and it wouldn't feel it.
And it probably
doesn't. So I wonder
if
that's how it is. I don't know.
Just me, like, I can't
seeing
see
it
those things.
It's too much. It's
seeing it's too much. And literally no one else on the trip gave a fuck.
Right.
I'm pretty sure my husband rode the camel. So again,
well, maybe
this is just,
maybe that's what it
it's
is.
It's a me thing.
Yeah.
And
you're
like I understand
it.
That, but I just was like, I'm so sorry. I cannot ride this camel. So like both excursions they planned, I like pussed out because like I just don't do that.
Right.
And that brand never worked with me again.
You're joking.
And they worked with like everybody just about on that trip.
Wait, I did not know
and,
that.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that they were like, this is not a down. So that's kind of how brand trips can go sometimes. But I don't know. There's no proof as to why that's why they didn't ever work with me again. There's no proof to that. That's an assumption that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm going to tell you, that was one of like the worst, most awkward, I want to kill myself moments ever.
Absolutely.
And all you see is me having a great time in the desert.
But you were crying.
Literally
before.
Crying tears. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm a big baby. Like, I understand fully, like, it's not the brand's fault that I'm a wuss with these things. It's not that I'm scared of the animal. It's simply, it's like an abuse thing I don't like.
Totally. I mean, especially, like, if you see an animal and it doesn't look, like, nourished. There's, like, a huge difference between, like, riding a stallion that's, like, fucking great and, like, chilling.
Like, on a vast farm, a horse that's healthy and large.
Yes.
I'm gonna ride it.
You're
and
fine.
Have a good time.
Absolutely. But, like, if it looks like a malnourished New York horse that's like riding carriages all day, then absolutely not.
I'm not I will literally
absolutely not.
Like I can't stand
I agree with you.
I'm just like I don't even
I completely
see
agree
the
with
horse
you.
In New York. I can't even look at it. Now I know you have one.
I do, and it was so horrible.
His is so much juicier and like crazier than mine.
It was horrible, you guys. So I was on a trip and it was like a snow trip. So it was like in a snowy situation.
Wait, Manny wasn't on my trip, and again, I wasn't on his.
No, so this did not happen. Okay, we are not together at this moment. So, we were going to do. So, what happened was, we were gonna go stop at a place, like drive there. We all stopped at a place. All the influencers that were there, we're gonna stop at a place, and we have to take a horse drawn carriage to the location because the snow, the way it's like packed, you can't drive on it. So it has to be like through a sled and like a horse.
Okay.
Like they will not allow you to drive there.
Okay.
So it's like everyone like is like, you're fucked. You have to do it. No one has service. Everything is like, everything's just gone because we're in like the snow mountains. And so the horses are the biggest horses I've ever seen in my entire life, I will say.
Wait, what are they called? Clydesdale?
A Clydesdale? Clydesdale. Is that what it is? Uh-huh. Like the huge horses?
Like the Budweiser horses.
Yes, it was like, there was two horses and they were the biggest horses I've ever seen in my whole existence. Yes,
like the Clydesdale, Clydesdale.
Like it made me feel like better because we had like, it was like a horse and like a little sled that can fit like people on it.
And horses are really strong creatures.
And they're so strong. And like, I was like, okay. And so I asked them before I even know, I was like, so how many times a day do they do this? Because I'm also like very concerned about that. And they're like, oh, they only do the trip once a day.
Oh,
because
no,
you have to rent out the place. I'm like,
the horse probably enjoys it at that point.
I'm like,
you know
what? It's fine if they do it once a day. They said maybe twice if there's like a busy day.
Big deal.
And I'm like,
it's
okay, once or twice a day, I can handle once or twice a day.
Totally.
Like,
fine.
I'm okay. Like, I'm not freaked out.
And I probably would have ridden that horse.
I mean, at that point, you're like, okay, it's not scary.
If I had facts and the horse looked good.
Exactly. And the guy was like, yeah, we do it like once or twice a day. And I'm like, okay, you know what? If you're not doing it like five times a day, like, I feel like comfortable. So we get on the horse carriage portion, and there's two. So, but like the thing is, there's like a lot of people here on this trip, right? So it's like there's only two horses for 20 people.
Oh, that's a lot. Oh my God.
So there's like literally like 10 per carriage.
Oh,
maybe 8, 10. Like that's literally like, it was a lot of people per thing.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's free. It's literally like below zero. We're all fucking cold.
Okay.
So we're driving on, like we're, like the horses are going, and like everything's fine. Like they seem like, fine. They were a little tired because, I mean, obviously it's a fucking horse like riding the carriages carrying 10 people. They're tired. But the thing is, this is where it gets hairy. One of the guys, like one of the person that was like leading the horse wasn't paying attention. And so, let me just set up the scene. So there's like a trail that you're on, right? It's like a trail that's like compacted snow. And then there's like on the right side of that is like fluffy, intense snow. Where like you don't go on because it's probably super deep and like it'll fucking fall through. So we're on this trail like going to wherever we're going and it's not very far, which is great. So we're going on it. The guy doesn't pay attention. The horse goes off into like the ravine of
like off the
powder
cliff,
snow.
Cliff part.
Off the cliff. And he falls into the snow. And everyone's like, what the fuck? With like everyone on the thing's freaking out.
I would have literally been like, hello, I need to speak to my attorney.
Baby, there's no service. There's nothing. You can't even like,
I would freak
literally
out. Like,
we're freaking out because the horse is in there. The horse can't get out. Let me just like preface that too. The horse isn't able to get it because it's actually tired at this point from falling in.
I'm about to have a heart attack and I'm not even there.
I'm not even kidding. Like I was having heart palpitations because the guy's like trying to get the horse out, but like it's so deep. It's literally, you guys, like 5 feet of snow and the horse is in there like trapped. And so the other guy's trying to get the other horse to help him out, but the other horse is tired too. So we're literally like, you guys, we're literally stuck in like this mountain. No one has service. We're all fucking frozen. And like this poor horse is like freaking out in the fucking snow. And like, honestly, we're all freaking out. So we all get out of, obviously everyone's like getting out of the carriage, like trying to like help do what we can. But like, we're all slipping and sliding because we're on a fucking slope
of compacted
snow.
Weren't some influencers literally crying their eyes out seeing a horse in this situation?
I honestly, so there was an influencer on the trip that was like actually fully crying because of the situation being so horrible.
Okay, that would have been me.
I was getting emotional. No, totally. And I was getting I think honestly, if you have a heart, everyone's getting emotional because it's like, what are we going to do? We're trying to get the horse out because we're all freaking the fuck out. Because like, we can handle it, but like the horse is in there. Like, what's going to happen to the horse if it can't get out?
Oh my God.
Like, we're going to fucking panic. So finally, the other horse gets the horse out and like, powers through and everything happens and we only had like literally like 5 minutes left till it was done. So it was like literally it was literally like 20 minutes. So it's not like some crazy 15, 20 minutes. Like it was not
if
like an
hour.
If
the horse doesn't fall off a cliff.
If the horse doesn't fall off the fucking thing. So we end up getting there and everything like is okay. But like, I remember like, I was traumatized. I'll never forget that experience. Cause like I felt so bad for the horse and I didn't know what to do. Like, I was like, there's nothing you can do.
You're powerless.
We're powerless. We have like no way of like contacting anyone. There's no service for anyone's phones. We're like literally stranded, and the only way we can get out is through the horses because the snow is so compacted. And like we don't know, because it's so slidey and so slippery that you need those snowshoes to get through it.
Oh wow!
So like we couldn't even like, what are we supposed to do?
I have a really good tip for brands if you're listening or PR people: stop using animals as a part of your trip.
Yeah.
Stop honestly doing that.
Things go right. Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't
What's the point?
It.
There are so many different things you can do than a freaking animal. Why do they have to use animals all the time? Don't do
just
it.
Don't do it.
That's
just
my
don't
big tip for
do
you.
It. Do not use animals because honestly, we've both been in horror situations where it was like heartbreaking. And like, obviously, it's not the brand's fault that happened,
But like, you had to pre-prepare and
like,
think.
But now I think about like that trip and I think about that brand and I think about that experience. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks. Like, that's what happened. But like, and it was, I mean, honestly, it was, when you looked at it across, it was the most like beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, we're in a literal mountain.
And
of,
everybody
like,
just had a traumatic breakdown. And everyone just had a traumatic breakdown. And a horse that was, broke his legs off.
Yes.
Great. So yeah, if we can give you some tips that you guys can learn from
no
other
horses.
People. No, no animals. Just leave the animals off. They're unpredictable. Well, I think that kind of concludes our brand trip. Like, we've kind of just like went on and on about, like, we've covered it all, like all the details. I mean, we have a lot more stories to tell about brand trips, but I feel like those were some pretty decent ones to get a good start.
Yes. I was like, we can definitely do more of this kind of stuff. If you guys like hearing about this, like the kind of the behind the scenes of what's gone down on brand trips, we have more stories to tell. We can definitely do that.
Oh, do we? We do. So I think we're going to move now into our segment as advice we shouldn't be giving.
Advice you should be given, baby. Let's give some advice that should not be given.
Okay, I think I have a good one that I feel like unsolicited advice. Advice we shouldn't be given. We're not professionals. Seek our advice. Don't take it. I don't care. I think I have a good one for us.
Okay.
How do I tell my friend I don't want to be friends with her anymore? She's too negative and controlling.
Oh my god. Ooh. Oh my god. That's a tough situation.
Let me tell you this, though. If your friend is negative, controlling, a toxic environment, in competition with you,
you got to get out. Like, honestly, even if it feels like the world's, like, crumbling if you do, you have to get out. Because it's, like, it's about, like, at that point, it becomes about your sanity. Mm-hmm. And it becomes about, like, who you are as a human being. And, like, you have to be able to take care of yourself first. And if it's like, if someone's not bringing you up, they're pulling you down.
And
this
is a hard cold fact. You are who you hang around. This isn't my opinion.
Cut from the same
cloth.
That
is a fact. And so it's like, you don't want to be negative. You don't even like these aspects of this person. Well, let me tell you something. If you hang around them enough, they will be the things about you.
Mm-hmm. And you'll start to morph into that. It's literally how it is.
That's human being. That's being a human.
Exactly. Like, I will be hanging out with Laura. Like, I say stuff that she says. I say stuff that Daniel says, Gabriel, all these people like that I hang out with constantly because they're my friends in real life and I see them all the time. So you naturally start to just kind of, they come into you, you come into them.
Especially if you care about the people and you're around them a lot. Like, you are who you hang around. I've also learned this from experience. I've been around people that, you know, have made me not my best self.
100%.
And I can't blame them. I can't be like, you made me not my best self. I'm responsible for me. But at the end of the day, I do need to be very aware of what I am putting myself around, as do you who left the question, comment.
I think it's so easy too as human beings. So this is how I am. Like, if you see someone that has like, let's say a dark energy, dark cloud around them, and you feel like you're a light, you feel like sometimes you can overpower their darkness, but sometimes, most of the time, it doesn't happen.
I read a really good quote on Twitter that has to do with that.
Really?
It was like, givers be aware of your limits because takers have none.
Ooh, self-help book. No, but honestly, it's the absolute truth. Like, you cannot constantly give, because people will always take, and you'll give until you run out.
You will, honey. And so,
I've done it.
I'm like, girl, like, I'm gonna tell you this: get out of the friendship. I don't care. You know, it's like, we live in a world where we sacrifice our feelings and our world to make sure someone else doesn't feel uncomfortable. Yeah. If they're negative and you're in a toxic space with them, leave. And if they're gonna be mad, they can get over it. But you can't have that in your life. And I think at some point, people need to stand up and shut the damn door.
I mean, honestly, life is too short to allow yourself to be in toxic situations like that. Like, you got to get out somehow. And I don't know how you can, like, necessarily, I don't know what the life situation is like, but I think it's more so either, there's so many different ways. You can ghost them. You can have a great conversation with them about it.
It depends on how crazy they are.
It depends on the, totally.
Because if they're going to literally go irate on you, then they deserve to be ghosted.
Totally.
If they don't know how to have an interaction and a conversation.
Or human conversation.
A human conversation, then you ghost
them.
Because you don't have to put yourself through that. But if they do, you know, even if they interpret it negatively, you could still, you know, man up and say, hey, like, I don't like this about a friendship. I want some space. And yeah, they may be mad, they may hurt their feelings, but you have to not compromise yourself.
You got to protect yourself.
Other than hurting someone's feelings. And maybe they need to freaking hear it from somebody.
Yeah, honestly, maybe they don't even know that about themselves.
Honestly, they can, like, work on themselves.
Totally. And, like, honestly, like, it happens to all of us when we've been in situations and relationships that, like, just aren't the best for you. And you're like, you know what, maybe I should take a step back and not be part of this. And it's hard to do, but, like, it's what's best for you. You always have to remember, like, that if you take care of yourself, you're able to take care of others. You know, the whole, like, saying, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? You got to put yourself for... But, like, you have to be able to put yourself first in those situations so that you're able to be the best version of yourself so you can help others in other situations.
Bingo, baby. And
period. And with that, you guys, episode 2 is a wrap.
Wrap it up,
that is a wrap, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Full Coverage with me and Laura. We just have fun here. We just shoot the shit. Please, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Review us on Spotify and YouTube and give us some hearts.
Give us some hearts. Give us some likes. Give us some reviews. If you watch this, share our podcast with your friends and family and your dog and your cat and your grandma.
Uh-huh. Everyone that you can share it with. We really, really appreciate it. We're just starting out the podcast and we're hoping that you guys are liking it and just kind of, you know, a different outlook on things for us.
We are, but thank you guys for tuning in.
And we will see you next week for episode 3.
On Full Coverage.
Bye, guys. We love you. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.